Hey, what's your problem? You have business problems? We have business solutions.
Yep.
Well, maybe.
No.
Life is a fight.
It is.
In business, every day is a fight.
Constantly.
So, hey, what's your problem?
Yes, thank you, John David Wells, the big voice guy for the What's Your Problem program. Did I call this a program? What is this, 1933? That's a program that you're listening to here. The podcast, the What's Your Problem podcast. Check out JD, John David Wells. He's on Facebook. I think it's called The Wells Report. Haven't checked it out in a while. I always tell myself this every single episode. I should probably find out exactly what his moniker is. But check him out anyway. John David Wells, great guy. The What's Your Problem podcast is about Middle Tennessee business owners and professionals. And it's always something factor. Something that always keeps people up at night when you're running a business and being an entrepreneur. This is Jim trying to talk, take two. This is a video and audio podcast. Check us out at whatsyourproblempodcast.com. If you want to watch us, you can find all the links there and look at my ugly mug. I did have a haircut recently, so check that out. All of my guests are ultimately good looking, though, so I'm sorry for my appearance. But you can always listen to it as well. All the links are right there, whatsyourproblempodcast.com. I am your host, Jim McCarthy, with jimmccarthyvoiceovers.com. And today, a good friend of mine from going back to 2015, if I dare say. I'm right? Isn't that crazy?
I think that's right, yeah.
It is. It's 2015. From a company called Magic Apple Technology, Mr. Matt Lloyd. Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you for having me on this program, Jim.
It's a program, I tell you, with the dames and the stems. And beat it, the dicks are coming. And we're going to get into something we're probably didn't. I should have told you about this. I don't know if you listened to any of the episodes, but we do something called the Random Five.
Yep.
And it's basically five completely random questions, gets the energy going, and we're going to get into a lot of things about you thereafter. But Random Five, here we go.
Okay.
All right. Five random questions brought to you by Kalioka Company. Link is in the description. Kalioka Company is a company that makes a cleaner that is probiotic-based and uses that kind of a technology to keep things very natural and very effective and efficient. I like the efficiency. It takes the smell of cat urine out of things very well. Okay, here we go. Question number one. What snack can you just not get enough of?
Funyuns.
What about Mountain Dew?
You know, I can't do that stuff. I'm a type 2 diabetic now, so I can't. I'm probably not even supposed to eat Funyuns.
Oh, you can't eat? Do you still eat them?
Well, yeah.
Oh, really?
Funyuns. Yeah. I don't know if you're supposed to or not, but yeah, I do.
Well, they're fried. I mean, you can't do the Mountain Dew part.
No, because it's just loaded with sugar.
Right. And that's you can't do that while you're in the basement playing D&D.
No, you can't.
No, not anymore.
Right.
Do you still play D&D or have you ever?
I was a kid, but no, I haven't played in a long time.
Did you eat Funyuns then?
Oh, yes. I'm a lifelong Funyun lover, so yeah. Big time Funyun fan.
Question number two. What inanimate object would be the most annoying if it played loud, upbeat music while being used?
Toothbrush.
That's a good one.
Thank you.
That was quick.
Yeah.
Question number three. Refresh. Come on, refresh. There you go. Question number three, coming up shortly, hopefully. You gotta love live podcasting, right? And it's still not coming up. Come on, guys. Here we go. Meanwhile, just make random noises into the mic while this is happening. Okay, question number three. In the past, people were buried with the items they would need in the afterlife. What would you want buried with you so you could use it in the afterlife?
That's a really good question.
A Bell Western 512, something
yeah,
or
right.
other?
I probably wouldn't want any kind of communication device of any kind whatsoever.
Right.
Right? I don't know, like a sword and shield, because who knows what the afterlife's going to bring you, right? So you might need that. Who knows?
Sword and shield? I mean, you might as well just go for like a howitzer or something,
yeah.
A minigun.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I mean, who knows? Because maybe that stuff doesn't work there, right?
You really did play D&D when you were a kid.
Yeah.
You're slaying dragons, right? Question number four. What's the spiciest thing you've ever eaten?
Okay, this was just the other day. It was actually like 2 weeks ago. Had a, it's called a beef bomb.
Really?
So it had ghost pepper and habanero pepper and then the spicy cheese all in one little meatball. Mm-hmm. Oh, they're so good, but oh my gosh.
It agita city.
Destroyed.
Really?
The intestines for the next few days.
Liquefied the esophagus.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. Question number five. Final question. The most expensive thing you've broken.
Most expensive thing I've broken has to be something at work. pretty sure I've broken some kind of like a meter type thing. I don't even
Electrical meter.
Yeah, some kind of thing that was like $4,000 or $5,000 that I drop and break or something.
Whoopsie.
Probably that. Yeah.
Was that a part where Jeremy is like, dude?
Yeah. No, probably didn't tell Jeremy. I was probably just like, I don't know what happened to that thing. Did you break it? I don't know.
I don't know what happened to it. Well, there you go. There's the random five. We're having fun with this. You're very quick at responding. You've like, you got your answers at the ready.
Yeah. Well, the toothbrush when my wife just got us new tooth, and that's an option for it to play music. And I was like, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Well, I
don't want my toothbrush to play music.
Maybe they do that because it's a... so you know where you are in the process, maybe?
Yeah, it's like you have to brush for the entire song or something like that.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Yeah, because typically it's 2 minutes. It's 30 seconds each side up and down and all that stuff. So so getting back to the start of the podcast here, your business partner, Jeremy Apple, he's the namesake of the Magic Apple Kingdom Empire. He is he's your partner, and he's the technical side because you guys really did have the heart and head aspect of business pretty well mapped out.
Yeah.
Better than I've ever seen before.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, definitely. We've started off with our sandboxes and I didn't play in his, and the good thing for him is I'm not technically very savvy. So I don't know what half the stuff he does actually is. So, from that perspective, we've been really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, mainly for anybody who doesn't know, Magic Apple Technology is a telephone interconnect systems company.
Yep.
Do a lot of VoIP and hosted phone systems for businesses around Middle Tennessee.
Yep. That's pretty much what we do now is help businesses. We save good businesses from bad phone systems.
Man, where'd you come up with that?
We still use it.
I did work for you once upon a time, and it was a fun experience. Got me out of the car business and kind of transitioned me into what I'm doing now.
Yeah.
But I mean, ultimately, it came out to be one of those experiences where you learn a lot, because what your business did for me was plug me into the Nashville entrepreneur machine.
Yeah.
You know, the Chamber of Commerce and learning how to network a little bit of more effectively, that kind of thing. Yeah. So it really was eye-opening for me. You know?
Yeah, we had a lot of fun together too.
Yeah. I mean, do you ever go back and watch that first video we did?
Yeah,
it's hilarious.
And it's funny is the my EO group that I'm a part of, we had a meeting last night and I was telling them I was going to be on this podcast. And they was like, is this the guy who did that video? And I was like, yes. So this is the funny guy who did the video.
The funny guy.
Because I always was the straight-laced one. You're the funny one. And it just worked. So it's like the funny guy. I was like, yeah, the funny guy.
And then we did a couple of videos like that.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, the ping pong, the open house that we did and stuff like that. So, but moving on from that, I mean, you kind of dabbled in the IT space for a while. And, you know, how did the whole thing begin? I know the story, but the listeners don't.
Yeah. So, Jeremy and I, we met working for a company out of Springfield that did all kinds of stuff. This guy did, you know, from accounting software to whatever. And one of the things he did was this phone system.
Yeah.
And it was based on this open source technology called Asterisk. And Jeremy worked there. They hired me in. They never had a sales guy. They hired me in as a sales guy. And basically they were like, here, you take him and you guys go out and sell these things. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, Jeremy just learned how to do this. So we basically just... He just got out of college. We just kind of learned how to do this stuff together. That business eventually failed. And Jeremy and I got us another job with another company out of Texas. Mm-hmm. And they we did voice over IP, trunking, and that kind of stuff. They were a big carrier is what they were.
Yeah.
Well, they went out of business. And, you know, after that, I looked at Jeremy and I was like, I think we could probably do a better job running a business than anybody we've met so far. So he was in Dallas at the time, and I was like, just let's meet at Borders when you get back in town, and we'll put this thing together and start doing stuff. And that's really what we did. And for the first few years, it was just Jeremy and I and my wife, Holly, to do all the books and keep us, you know, going. And that was it. We did whatever we could do in the beginning, from putting cameras in to IT work to everything, with the eventual goal of just being able to do what we want to do, which was phones.
Right.
And it took us a while to get there, but we eventually got there.
It was about 5 years?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. In that 4 or 5 year area before we really started to see some good success from it. We always had small incremental growth, but it was that 5 year period things started getting a little bit better.
Well, I mean, that ramp up period was also elongated because you started in 08.
Yeah, that's correct.
Which anybody who's got a heartbeat.
In August of 08.
Right.
Yeah. Which was in September is when everything just hit the toilet.
Yeah. So, I mean, you were just, you know, when everything happened, you're like, you got to be frigging kidding me.
Yeah, I remember going and asking, you know, we went and talked to a bank, and I'm not even really sure why the lady even let us come in there to talk to her.
To laugh at you.
Zero. You know, it's like, I'm not giving you any money.
We need to be entertained.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, you guys leave the water. Leave the water here. Y'all just go. So, yeah, it was, we just had to learn, which was probably part of the reason why we're still here, is we had to learn from the beginning how to just make it work with nothing.
You had to eat your dirt.
Exactly.
Take your lumps.
And we definitely did that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's, and here you are 14 years later, you know, kind of building upon that foundation. Because when I came on board, you were in that office by the Kenworth dealership.
The dungeon.
Yeah, the dungeon. But hey, you know, it worked.
It always smelled like popcorn and curry.
That's fine. Whatever works. I mean, it was impressive to me. I'm like, well, that's kind of cool. I mean, it works. And then you moved into Mainstream
Drive.
Mainstream Drive.
Yep.
Right by the Titans Practice Center. And you're still there.
Yep.
Right. So, I mean, going on from, fill me in from like when I left, you were at a certain level and then you moved into a couple of different areas. You kind of went back into IT at some point. And then, you're kind of doing, you're mainly phone systems still now, right?
100%. Yeah. So one of the big things, I guess, that really changed it for us is we acquired a longstanding company in Nashville called Tennessee Business Communications.
That's right.
And we were able, in that acquisition, got some key people on, Steve and Nick, who are still with us today. And Steve's our general manager and a big reason for our success today. Mm-hmm. When we brought those guys on, we had a lot of work that we were able to do, just taking care of those legacy customers and moving them to VoIP platforms and the product sets that we have off of their older stuff. And so we did a lot of that. And then really it's just been kind of us figuring out things that worked and didn't work, trying to just grow. And I kept trying to force, you know, you hear that I want that hockey stick, you know, growth. And we kept trying to force that in, and it just ended up costing us a ton of money with no growth.
Right.
And so we eventually just were like, you know what, we're just settling into our lane. We are not that company that's going to do that. We're a long-term company that's going to be here for a while. The idea is to have a long-standing business, and we're going to grow at our own pace, the one that's comfortable for us. And that's really what we've settled into doing, and it's worked for us so far.
Just low and steady wins the race.
Exactly, man. I mean, we've had, you know, we were able to get through the 2020 mess and all that stuff with growth that year. I mean, it's been a good business, and we've taken everything, like you said, slow and steady, and it's just kind of worked out.
Yeah, you did have a podcast at one point inside the phone booth.
Yes.
Because there's like 3 episodes out there floating around.
There are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so there's a lot of, it's fun to look back at that history and say all the things really that we've tried.
I know. It's like, I was like, gosh, I need to get back to do some of that stuff again. And
I know a guy.
Yeah, I know a guy, right? I had one of the guys that was in my forum for a while. He's a podcaster and YouTuber and all that stuff. And I went and met with his whole group one day, and I was like, man, maybe I should start to do that again. And I was like, oh, no, I'm not kidding.
Well, I mean, for you, and this is the problem I solve for a lot of business owners, is that they want to do it. Well, you know, they don't want to deal with all the logistics, setting it up, having to, you know, all you know,
I'm learning from scratch. Right. Don't have time anymore to learn from scratch. And things.
That's kind of what I do for, you know, I'm going to plug myself here, but I mean, it's, you know, a lot of my clients is like, I just want to show up and record. I get it. That's what I can help you do.
Yes. Yeah.
that's pretty much the problem I solve.
Absolutely.
I've figured out all the other areas and processes and all that stuff. So
you know it. You've been doing it for a while. You know how to do it.
I hope I know what I'm doing.
You can, I'm not having to reinvent the wheel.
Yeah, exactly. You don't have to. But I mean, you also, you were very big and you still are big into EO.
Yes.
Are you?
Yes.
Okay. Because I just talked to Wes Richardson, Roberts, I want to say.
Roberts, maybe?
Yeah, I think it might be. I talked to him today. He talked to me about they're doing a pitch night on the 20th.
Yeah.
And my friend Julie Chadbourne, who was on the podcast a couple episodes ago, and she reached out to me saying, hey, would you offer up a guest appearance as a prize? Mm-hmm. On your, you know, guest appearance on your podcast as a prime. I'm like, yeah, of course, why not? So he and I connected today, and I told him that you were coming in. So,
oh, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like Nashville is the largest chapter in the US and the second largest chapter globally.
Really?
So it's a massive chapter. It's almost, I think we're over 300 members now.
When did you become a part of that?
7 years ago.
Seven years ago.
Yeah. 2016, 2015, 2016. Somewhere.
So it was fairly new when I came on board. You were just getting into it, getting your feet wet with it.
Yeah. So I did it. The Nashville chapter has a program called Catalyst, which they allow companies that are under the $2 million. So between $250 and $1 million, you can go in revenue. You can take this class, and it's like a CEO crash course is what I call it.
Right.
I learned so much that, I mean, I learned everything that I really know today from that class, and it, you know, then the lumps I've taken over the years. But so that was the big thing. And then right as that class ended is when we purchased TBCS,
right,
and it put us over that number where I was able to join.
Right.
And then, like I said, I've been with my forum, which is to me one of the most beneficial parts of EO, is you get this small group of guys, and we've been together now for almost 8 years.
So it's the same guys?
Mm-hmm.
So you
give or take, there's been some that we've lost over the years and that kind of stuff. And they're always sad. We've lost a couple here recently for life decisions and things that happen. And it's always sad to see them go, but it's a good group of guys.
So are there individual forums that form all the time and you kind of stay with those?
Yeah. So there's,
people?
Yeah. So as people come in, they form new forums, and usually a forum is anywhere from, you know, 6 to 8 members.
Right.
Anything more than 8, it becomes too many.
Yeah.
But it's usually in there, but in that 6 to 8, meet once a month for about 4 or 5 hours a day.
So it's like a sounding board, and you're kind of like a mastermind in a way.
Yeah, it's kind of like your advisory board for your business.
Like a board.
Yeah, it really kind of
really?
Is. Because these guys know more about me than probably anybody besides Holly.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And you do other things with them.
Yeah, we do. So they have, you know, the EO chapter, because it is so big, they do have a lot of resources. And so we get to do some really cool events and do a lot of cool stuff. And then every year, we do a couple trips within the forum. We'll do a retreat that's mandatory for everybody to go to. And that's just 3 or 4 days of going somewhere, hanging out together and doing some business stuff and also having fun together.
Right.
And then we'll do a spousal trip. So everybody brings their wives and we'll go somewhere. We've gone to Chicago, gone to Savannah, went to St. Augustine this year.
Nice.
It's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
A lot of fun. Good group of people.
It's one of those types of groups that you have that core of interest together. Who are the other guys in the group and what kind of businesses?
Yeah. So, one of the guys has a manufacturing company. His name's John Cook. He has a manufacturing company. They have lasers. They do a lot of metal fabrication and they do refrigeration plates and all this stuff. It's a legacy business that's been around since the 20s.
Right.
Which is pretty neat. Another guy has a construction company. Daniel Breimer has a construction company. We've got the We Grow Hair guy. Michael Ramsey.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. He's in my group.
Yeah. Interesting.
He's a great guy.
Yeah.
Jeff Bradford with the Bradford Group. It's now the Dalton Group, but
is that real estate?
No, it's PR and marketing.
Okay. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. It's Bradford Real Estate.
He's a Nashville staple, this guy.
Okay.
And then, I'm going completely blank here. Matt Carney from Smoking Thighs.
Right.
Great. If you haven't eaten it, you should. It's amazing chicken.
I need to eat more.
Yeah. Well, we all need to eat more, yeah. I guess. At least more chicken.
Yeah.
And then who am I missing? I know I'm missing somebody because I'm terrible.
Well, there was the mac and cheese guy.
He was.
Right.
Dan Stevenson was in ours for a long time.
Okay. Yeah, I remember his name because he was quite notable.
Yeah, for sure.
But I know a lot of my, you know, you're in there. I know Mignon Francois. I don't know if she's still a part of it or anything.
I don't know if she is or not anymore. I know she was in my Catalyst class. I don't know. I'm not sure if she's in EO anymore or not.
Did you notice like that was taking the blinders off that whole experience for you? You know, removed the blinders from your eyes. And did you notice a huge, behavioral change in the business when that happened? All of a sudden things just started clicking?
Yeah, things started happening with more purpose.
Right.
So I felt like before we did a lot of luck. I mean,
luck. You fall into it.
There is a lot of luck in business. I mean, if anybody says there's not,
you have to say yes to a lot of things that don't make sense.
That don't make sense. Right. That you have no clue if anything's going to come up. You just have to all right, we're going to give this a try. And if it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't.
And you know what pisses me off are the coaches out there that tell me, you gotta say no to things. I'm like, it's easy for you to say when you're trying to put oxygen into a business, you got to feed it.
In the beginning, we didn't say no to anything.
You can't.
If somebody was like, oh, wait, you're willing to pay me for that? Yeah, we'll do that. Yeah, absolutely.
We don't know. We'll give you a price. We don't know if it's the right price, but
we did cameras. Jeremy and I didn't know how to do cameras, but Jeremy is like smart enough that I could just be like, yeah, we can do that. There's a 90% chance he can handle it. And he did. And I'd come to him and he'd be like, yeah, I guess I don't, we'll make it work. And I was like, that's all I need to hear. You got it. That's hilarious. I'll take care of it with the customer. You just figure it out.
But mainly his background was passion in phone systems and bringing that forward into the technologically.
Yeah. I mean, he's an amazing network administrator. This guy just knows stuff.
Right.
He's super smart. He has a memory that confounds and amazes me to this day.
Right.
He can still remember individual IP addresses
of
customers we had 14 years ago.
Really?
To this day. It's freakish.
I've known Jeremy. I've never known that about him. He's always been, he's a funny guy.
He's a very funny guy, but he has just this memory that is amazing. Like I remember names and faces. He remembers IP addresses.
Right. Well, hey.
He remembers names and faces too, don't get me wrong, but he's really good at IP addresses.
Yeah, that's funny. I mean, he's one of those guys, he's the engineer mind. And I brought this skit up today to somebody else. It's funny how things just kind of pop up and they pop up again. Remember the skit from Saturday Night Live with the IT guys?
Yeah.
And they have to sit down. Yeah, move. Yeah. They sit, that's the typical archetype of the engineer.
Yeah. He's not that guy.
He's not that guy.
No. He's just a real sweet down-home guy and easy to talk to. And he actually will talk your ear off if given the opportunity. And so when he gets on the phone with customers, he just does this thing.
I do. I've called him a couple of times and we've had long conversations. Yeah. Which is fine. I mean, it's good to catch up with him and everything. And we got to get lunch. We never do. But
that's the thing you say, right?
Yeah. But I mean, I always try to be intentional about it and actually go get lunch with the person, so getting into, are you still with doing anything with the Nashville Chamber at all? Because I know we were doing a lot with them.
No, I mean, we really, and we got out of most all of that, not because they're bad organizations and there's no benefit to them. We just didn't have anybody to really work them.
Right.
So we really haven't had sales focus or sales driven activity in a while.
Right. You kind of went back to doing it yourself, right?
Yeah. To an extent. I mean, really we were growing through acquisitions.
Right.
So we had plenty of business of getting these old customers on these old phone systems onto the new platforms. And that's really what we were doing and just developing our processes and procedures and how we're going to do everything and make sure that it's consistent. And that's really what we focused on, the core values and the culture and all those things. We're a attraction shop, an EOS shop.
Right.
So we've been doing that now for going on 3 years. And
what is that now?
So attraction is a book and it's based on this thing called the Entrepreneur Operating System.
Mm-hmm.
So it's called EOS and it just gives you a set of tools and an idea of how to run a small business. And it kind of covers covers 90% of everything with certain things like, right people in the right seat, learning how to delegate correctly, working, on the business versus working in the business as a as an owner, the idea of having a vision and being able to disseminate that vision to everybody so that we're all rowing in the same direction, all the way down to how to run a meeting effectively. So,
right.
We've been doing that. All that's that all happened after you were there, but it's something that we've all embraced, and it's been very beneficial.
There's a lot of somethings when in the statement of it's always something.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's always going to be something you're going to be working on or dealing with or figuring out. But if you had to go back and look at some of the things that you've done, what would be the adjustments that would fast track you to where you are today? But, you know, let's say 4 years ago.
Right.
If that makes sense.
I think EOS, if we'd have done this sooner, it would have helped us tremendously because it streamlined and made us really focus in on the things we were good at, the things we weren't good at, and the people that we had, and those people that, were they the right people for that, or were they not the right people? Because when you have the right people in the right seats, you can delegate and know that it's taken care of. Not only taken care of, but exceedingly better than what I could do in that role.
Well, you mentioned before even the whole notion of you got to work on your business and on it.
Oh, yeah.
Again, easier said than done.
It is, but if it's your goal and your focus from the beginning and that's what you work towards, then that's where you will get.
Right.
And then that changes everything, right? Mm-hmm. But even when you are forced to work in your business a lot because you don't have anybody to delegate it to, you've got too much work and not enough people today. That's a reality that all business owners are facing.
You have to.
You got to work in it. And when you do, as long as you're consciously setting aside time that is specifically for working on the business and not being in a job or a role, that's what you got to do. And that's where I think you take those big steps where you're usually dancing and juking and jiving during the day to kind of put out fires here and make a little, when you take that time away from being in the business, that's when you can take actual steps forward.
Right.
And that's the thing that has definitely helped us. Now I work almost 99% on the business
right now, but you're 14 years in, as you should. Right?
But that's I've had to work that 14 years to get there.
There's also an element when it comes to culture that if you're going to ask one of your employees to do something that you've never done, well, there's a problem there.
Yeah. And, you know? and the good thing about what we do as a business, it's very repetitive.
Right.
We basically do the exact same thing over and over and over and over.
Right.
Different faces, different companies, different solutions, but it's really the same thing over and over. So it's all been done.
Right.
So all we're looking to do now is how do we scale that? How do we do more of that efficiently and effectively?
Well, you're kind of, even you're at the point, because I mean, as a lot of people know, listening to this, getting into Magic Apple in 2015 kind of was like a full circle fulfillment of sorts, because I was once upon a time in the phone business with my dad.
I remember that. Yep.
But that was back when you had to run the wire, put the thing on the wall and do the programming.
All the punchdowns and all this mess. Yeah.
All that stuff. You know, back in the day, that's how it was done. But now you can sell a system in Chicago, in Spokane or whatever, and just send out the phones.
Yeah.
And they can just plug them in.
Pretty much.
And that's it.
That's it.
Because it's all over IP.
Yeah. And that's basically what we do now. I mean, we still focus on the idea of, you know, Nashville's still our main market, but we have customers from California to New York.
So scaling in your sense would be just production, being able to, I mean, you got the processes and everything in place, and we're customers of you too and have been. So I've seen the process from the user experience side of things for sure.
Yeah, I mean,
it's come together.
So. Yeah, that's really, for us, we've spent all this time working on the processes, documenting all that stuff. Everybody, it's called the Magic Apple Way. It's a shared drive within our Google Drive that everybody has access to, reviewed quarterly. Right now it's reviewed monthly. It was reviewed quarterly, but we review this on a regular basis. And everything is kept. And so now for us, it's about, we have all of the foundation in place, and now it's just scaling.
Do you ever want to go back to the magic apple bowl of fruit idea that you had?
Mixed fruit. Hey, it was the time when, you know, Google, Yahoo, all these weird words were names of companies. And I was like, mixed fruit.
Yeah. That makes sense. You know,
I'm glad I didn't go that route.
But you look back at it and you go, hey, we were trying.
Yeah.
Hopefully that's not a cringeworthy moment for you, but I mean.
No, it's just the idea. It's like, we just want to be a little different and stand out from.
You are. The name itself.
In our business, it's always the abbreviated TBCS or, you know, whatever, you know, alphabet name. We wanted to be a little different.
Right. And is that working? I mean, because a lot of that branding takes a while to kind of get cemented in the mind of the user. I mean, there's with phone systems in general, a lot of people, it's a tertiary type of need. You know what I mean? But I mean, you're getting more on what are some of people's needs now that you're finding as they're moving forward now?
I think the big thing right now is just the push to get everything in the cloud. And you know, I'm still shocked to this day of that is still an actual big push. It's like, gosh, I would have thought everybody had done that, you know, long. No, not at all.
Right.
You talk about things like soft phones or, you know, soft phones on your laptop or on your cell phone. It's like, and this is old hat. No, it's not. You can talk to somebody we talked to somebody last week and they're like, that's cool. I've never seen that before.
Right. Right.
And I'm like, where have you been? Right. But it's like, just because you're in something all day and see it does not mean that everybody else is in that all day and seeing it. Right. So there's still all kinds of cool stuff for businesses. Mainly for us right now, though, it's the new normal of working remotely.
Yeah.
So this lends to that very, very nicely, without people having to be on cell phones. It still sounds like you can go to that office, even though they don't have an office anymore and it's spread out all over the place. And,
right.
So it's definitely, that's the biggest push, I think, is people just wanting to be able to get stuff in the cloud.
Well, with that being said, we're going to ask,
what's your problem?
What is your problem? What are you dealing with these days?
Well, like any small business owner, you run into a lot of different stuff each and every day. I think our biggest problem right now is lead generation.
Right.
And finding consistent ways to put leads in the hands of our salespeople. And we've tried, you know, we've spent a lot of money on a lot of different, you know, had the call out people and, you know, spent thousands of dollars on those without generating one red cent, you know, so it's tough, to get leads consistently in a B2B world.
Mm-hmm. Is it mostly, have you found it to be relationship driven? I mean, a lot of your guys from your EO forum, are they, I mean, I would imagine they're keeping an eye out for you.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, there's always some of that. EO isn't as much of a lead generating thing like a BNI might be.
Right.
It's more of a business problem solving.
Yeah.
Not necessarily like the lead side of it. So,
but I mean, there's always that inherent, hey, sure, I got a guy.
Yeah, absolutely. You know? Absolutely. And that is the thing, right? Our sales guys that we have now, they both have different approaches and they're both valid approaches. But I think, and the thing that they're learning is that, hey, you got to have both sides of the coin. So one guy is more old school and really likes the idea of cold calling and the prospecting, which is great, but you're not going to make a living just cold calling and prospecting anymore in today's world. And the other side of the coin is, well, everything is relationship driven. So you just need to get out there and have all these people bringing you business. That's great too, but that's not going to always, they're not always going to be there for you to have, you know, month after month, everything you need. So it kind of takes a blend of both.
Right.
And then you got to put in, you know, outbound marketing and inbound marketing and whatever kind of marketing else you can think of, right, to do that. So it's a blend of all of those things, and it's working, but it's just a slow process.
It always is, though.
Yeah, it always is.
And relationships just take time for the credibility and trust to build up. But I mean, you're 14 years in, you certainly have that. I would like personally and to maybe solve the problem a little bit, the consistency of the social media push, because that will help.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And we've had we've had multiple marketing companies. Some of them I've really liked, but the idea of tasking. So in the beginning, I thought, well, if I'm going to pay you X amount of money as a marketing company, and what I tell you my goal is, I need X amount of leads for that money, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, what I've come to find out is that is really an unfair ask of a marketing company.
Right.
What you're really trying to do is say, what are the keys below that lead generation?
Yeah.
If my goal is lead generation, what are the keys you can provide to help me get that lead? Because you can't... you're not going to be able to deliver that lead the way you think you will, right?
Yeah.
It's the, well, it's the social media. It's getting all this stuff. It's brand awareness. It's all the other things that have to be a part of that.
Yeah.
It's the, we do the graffiti ads over the
right,
the
right.
And just the, you know, you think it works. I mean, that along with all the other stuff we do, it's just, oh yeah, I forgot. I got to call them tomorrow.
Well, dude, I mean, you know, you work your Instagram page too. I mean, because you've recently gotten into photography.
Yeah.
You kind of sunk your teeth into that.
Yep.
I've noticed.
Yep.
And you got a talent for it. So hell, you know, just do a couple of takes, just platoons of pictures ahead of time in your phone or whatever, and just have them at the ready to deploy on Instagram. That's what that's what my plan for you guys was in that time was let's just get little fun things and put them out there for holidays or whatever, and just kind of get it out there and get the wheel moving, and they'll see the kind of funny. And the biggest thing you have is that slogan, saving good businesses from bad phone systems.
Yeah.
There was a guy, you know, Bob Taylor, and I'll give him credit here with, not Conversion First, that's a website company, but Bob Taylor had, what's another name for a contract? Covenant Technologies. Yeah. Duh. My gosh, Jim, I got old man brain. And I'm taking that Joe Rogan pill too. It's crazy. So he, every week in B&I, would stand up. And it's one of the things I kind of coach some of the new people in B&I. I'm not getting any referrals. Well, that's on you, first and foremost. It's up to you to make it as simple for us to understand what you need and succinctly tell us every single time that your billboard is up, what are you saying? And is it consistent? Is it the same thing? Is it paint a picture? All these different things. He would get up every week and say, I'm looking for old, dirty phones.
Right.
Oh my gosh, what a visual.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I would imagine somebody coming up to, a doctor's office or whatever, you see an old dirty phone. Oh, hey.
Yeah.
You know, how are those working for you?
Yeah.
I know a guy. You know what I mean? So, I mean, a lot of that is that positioning statement that we came up with. Man, just run the crap out of that thing.
Yeah, you know? And I think we had one company that, I don't know if you saw it or not, but we had one of our core values is called Ninja Quick Support. And so we had guys come and we did a ninja shoot at the, they came in ninja costumes and we did a shoot around the office.
Did you?
Yeah, it was great.
I didn't see that.
Yeah, it's on there. And I think it's on our Facebook and Instagram.
Buddy, you got to get Instagram and also the TikTok.
Yeah.
TikTok.
Yeah, I took TikTok off my phone because I watched it too much. It's the downfall of our generation.
It could. They said that about everything, though. You know,
you're not wrong. Yeah. I mean, the people that we have doing some social media stuff for us now, they're basically doing. I think they're doing Instagram. I have to double check that, but I know they're doing Facebook and some other stuff on there. And it's supplementary though. It's just to kind of keep the page alive. We're not doing a whole lot on there,
right?
And we definitely could be doing more for sure.
And look into your hashtags and all that stuff. You have hashtag expert. Game changer.
Yeah, probably should, but probably don't.
I've just been really upping my game. I mean, that's the other thing I have to thank your business, that time at your business for, was it introduced me to Gary Vaynerchuk.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
You've talked about him
all the time. Dude, I'm still a fan. Yeah. You know, 6 years later, I'm still carrying his flag. But I mean, it's...
I love his stance on college too, by the way. Yeah. That's a big... I believe heavily in that. So,
well, he was, he did a speech a couple of weeks ago and he said, if you're not putting out 15 to 20 pieces of content a day.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. Dude. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Let alone, you know, a couple a week.
That's a lot.
So I've been taking all my podcasts that I do, these episodes, and pulling as many clips as I can.
Sure.
Out of them,
yeah. Know? Good and grief.
But I mean, that's, you know, for me, it doesn't take that long.
Yeah.
You know, just to kind of
you
got to
think as time goes on and stuff, that number is only going to increase.
Yeah.
Right. That is going to be, it's 20 or 15 or 20 now. It's going to be 30 or 40 in a few years.
But I mean, you have such a very interesting twist on a business model
that nobody cares about
until they do.
Right. But it's like with the phone business, it's something that has been commoditized. Right. So people, the only time they need it is when it's broken.
Right.
And that is it. And so we try to tell our salespeople, it's like, you know, when you're going in and you're cold calling and stuff like that, Don't try to sell them a phone system. Just try to sell them the idea. When's the last time you reviewed your system?
Or just,
when's the last time you looked at this? Because if you haven't, we might be able to help you save some money. We might be able to help you improve productivity, get you more features, whatever. Because it has gotten better over the last few years. A lot more features and stuff like that. And but most of the time, it's like even if you call somebody and their phone is completely down, they're talking to you on a cell phone, and you ask them, are you happy with your phone? Yes, we're happy. And it's like, because that's just their response. They're not going to say anything, but yeah, we're fine. You know, yeah. So it's like, you know, come at it from a different angle.
Well, everything like you is similar to the collision business in a way. You know, they don't know you, they need you until they need you.
Right, yeah.
And that's a case and a strategy of making them aware of you, overtly aware of you.
Yeah.
So I mean, I think in your business, your SEO game's got to be on point.
Yeah.
And finding out what they're searching for when they need you, but also if you can get ahead of that, like, you know, dare I say, you know, the old Price's collision model, he just saturated the market.
Yeah.
You know, nobody sought him out. Hey, I don't really need you now, but I mean, you know, what else can you, but I got into a car accident and let me just call Prices. He'll just take care of it. Right. That's the kind of strategy I think is probably the best, you know.
Yeah.
Getting all those relationships in place. I mean, you've always had that 70%, 75, 80% of the way there approach because you've got a fun name.
Yeah.
You guys have fun at work. You go to your Instagram page. There's a lot of different, graphics and things like that on there. Very comic book esque.
Yeah.
But you know, dude, who are you guys? Behind the scenes stuff, that fun stuff. What can you do? Can you sing over the phone? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Can you record music? Whatever.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I don't know. I'm just spitballing ideas.
No. Yeah. No. It's definitely, you know, things that we're trying to look at and improve. Mm-hmm. And the marketing side of things is definitely a hurdle.
It is. And you're the guy. Yeah. I always thought that about you. You know, you're the guy, you're the heart of the company. I would assess.
Sure. Right? I would say that. Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean,
I think Jeremy would agree with that too.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's a little bit of heart and head. You're always you got literally you wear it on your sleeve.
Yeah.
You got the tattoo of the phone and everything. So, I mean, it's, you could show that again real quick.
Yeah.
There it is. What is that?
I guess it's just an old payphone.
Right.
And actually, I have another one up here too. So I've got multiple phone tattoos.
Do a video on the tattoos.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, it's not a bad idea at all. It's not a bad idea at all.
If you ever doubt our passion for what we do, look.
Well, I mean, because you did the voiceover for our on hold. And
that's
everything.
Right.
And you mentioned it on there too.
Yeah.
And it's on the website. We talk about it. I mean, it's a thing. We definitely, you know, use it.
Yeah.
I think that's
the other thing is that you're thinking outside the box for the value adds.
Yeah.
You know, cause that could generate a lot of leads.
Absolutely.
Is the messaging on hold stuff.
And we use that cause I think we're probably the only company out there that provides that as a part of it, you know, without stuff.
And I'm blowing up that business model.
Yeah.
You know, reaching out to other companies and say, hey, they're doing it. You know?
Yeah, it's definitely been a good thing for us to be able to put that out there.
Yeah. Right on. I can't believe I forgot to mention that.
Yeah.
But it's definitely a differentiator.
Yeah, you know? It is.
It's only a matter of time. I mean, who are the biggest competitors in town to you?
You know, it's a weird business. I mean, we don't really, there's so much business out there. We don't run into a lot of other companies our size. Mm-hmm. We're usually always the David to the Goliath. We're usually always fighting the Ring Centrals, the 8x8s, the big national companies or Comcast or Windstream, or one of the big carriers that has their product. And, you know, the great news about fighting against guys like that is that we tend to do a little better job with support. It tends to be a little, when there is an issue, you're calling, you're talking to Gage, my son.
Right.
And then you're getting on with one of our techs, either Daryl, Paul, or Jeremy, and getting that stuff knocked out super quick. And, you know, we post on our social media, the feedback we get from our customers on a regular basis.
Right.
And, you know, our techs, especially with our core value, one of them being the Ninja Quick support, they get paid bonus based on how quickly and how accurately they get that job done.
How about a video of all those case studies? You put little timers in the bottom. when yeah, a thing I mean, comes
yeah,
in.
Yeah, we could do it because we have all of this data.
Yeah.
You know, we have like the word cloud of all the nice things people have said about us. And I'm like, I got all this stuff. What do I do with it? You know,
right,
and
right.
We hire these marketing companies and we've got one now that I think is pretty good. And we've had others that have been good. But, you know, there's just a lot of output of cash with, you know, it's a weird thing, man.
I mean, how did the other companies get so big, though? The 8x8s?
Other people's money.
Really?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And we bootstrapped everything, and everything comes out of our pocket. But that's an element right there.
It you is. Could talk about. Right?
And we do talk about that. Yeah. We talk about the local. We talk about that. But yeah, these other companies, you know, a lot of them have monthly marketing budgets double our annual revenue.
Right. Right.
So it's hard. You talk about the SEO game, right? Everything that we do has to be locally focused. So it can't just be VoIP phone system. It has to be Nashville VoIP phone system.
Yeah, yeah.
Or otherwise, we won't even get on that because you got a $5 million monthly budget from Ring Central or something. Who knows?
And yeah.
You can't even play the game.
So, I mean, a lot of that comes back to, again, building those relationships.
Yep.
And I'm not trying to sell my services. I always am. But, I mean, the podcast aspect of things, like the impetus of what we did back in the day, even though we cranked out 3 or 4 episodes, the idea was to get people into the office,
and
get them to see a feel for what we do, introduce them to us in a certain way. Even if they, you know, hey, I mean, back and then in 2015, you want to be on my pod? Oh, who do you want to meet?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The options were endless. Now it's a little bit tougher to get people on a podcast. That's something maybe to revisit.
No, I think you're right. I actually have not really thought about that because we've been doing other stuff, but that there is a point to that. I mean, we've always taken pride in our office. It is it's a cool office and it's different than definitely other companies in our industry from that standpoint. I mean,
and nobody in your space is doing it.
No.
You know, and it doesn't have to be about phone systems. It's always about the other business.
Yeah.
I did that for the other business we were in. That's how this podcast came about.
Yeah.
And it was, the idea was to get people in the building. I call it, I think at the time it was the 5 virtues. It made you a better speaker, a better salesperson, better listener.
Sure.
You know, who do you want to meet? Getting people that to know, get familiarized with you, because it was a very transactional thing that we could do. We were in the electrical business, and if we can get people interested in what we do, you know, we got some business off of it.
Sure.
But I mean, give it a couple of years, my goodness.
Yeah.
You know, we're approaching almost episode 100 with this episode, this podcast now. Nice. That's a biggie.
Yeah, that's huge. Congratulations.
Thank you. But I mean, it's one of those things to consider, because out of those episodes, you can draw. You know, you can become like the face of your business, similar to how Vaynerchuk became the faces of his businesses, but offer your wisdom, your bombs, your nuggets, things of that nature that you can put out on social media and almost, you know, be the personal brand behind your business.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I think you're the answer.
Yeah.
Well, I always thought
that's a great idea. Well, I appreciate that.
I tried to be the answer, but I mean, I was, you know, I'm not as good looking as you. So.
Well, we had a lot of fun though.
We totally had fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. That video, I still go back and look at. I'm like, that was a good video.
Yeah, it was.
We just whipped that out of our butts that day, too.
I know. We did. I feel like we actually did way more than actually we did as far as videos. I felt like we did a whole lot more than we actually put out. But I think they were all good. I mean, the presentation we did for my EO forum that we did that I showed them was a lot of fun, too.
Right, right.
That was a good one.
Because that was based on something back in the day when I was with radio. I think that I, because you wanted to do a little bit more, something more proper.
Yeah.
And you asked me about it. I'm like, no, let's do something. You know, make it fun.
Yeah,
make it entertaining. Fun. It's memorable.
Yeah, that was the right approach. For sure.
Because I mean, that happened with JP Engelbrecht, who is the CEO of South Central Companies, I think it's called now. But his company owned the radio stations I worked for.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point he wanted to do a presentation to, it was like some sort of organization up in Evansville where they're headquartered. And at the time we put out an American Idol-esque Jack FM video where our central guy, Moose, we made it look like he was auditioning for American Idol. Mm-hmm. And JP, he's like, how did you do that? And we talked about it and he says, well, I'm doing a presentation. What do you think about doing it? I'm like, that's a great idea. So he's like, we should do a straight one too. I'm like, No, we need to do that. That will get you noticed. And we did the exact same thing for him. And it went over greatly for him.
Yeah.
So I think that idea was born out of that impetus. So, well, how do people get a hold of you and follow you and everything, Matt?
Yeah. So, Well, magicappletech.com is there, or magicapple.com. We actually got that domain now.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. You can check us out there.
When did you get that?
A couple years ago. I probably spent more than we should have.
Oh, really?
Domain. Yeah.
But it makes sense.
I wanted it.
Yeah.
So I was like, we need to get this. And right. So we did. And then you can find me on LinkedIn at just Matt Lloyd on LinkedIn. And Facebook is Magic Apple Tech.
Right.
And Instagram is also Magic Apple Tech.
Well, everything's listed on the website as well. Yep. So if you go to magicapple.com, it takes you right there.
Yep.
Nice. Okay. Yep. Well, there you go. Check them out. Magicapple.com. You'll find all the links down below in the description. What are you looking for business-wise? Who should people, what do they should be looking out for to,
yeah, I
to
mean,
hit you up?
Any business that has a phone system, whether they're one person or 100, it doesn't matter.
Right.
So if they got a phone system and they could use a little help with that, we're the people to call.
There you go. Guys, check us out. Rate, review, subscribe, all that fun stuff. What'sYourProblemPodcast.com. And follow along. Let us know how we're doing. If you have questions, if you hate looking at my face, anything like that, just let me know. I completely understand. And check us out. What'sYourProblemPodcast.com. Mr. Matt, thank you once again
for
coming
out here. Thank you, Jim. Good to see you.
See you.